The world will add approximately 3 billion people in the next 40 years. Farmers will be asked to feed those souls with less land, less water, and fewer inputs. So how does one of the world's leading agricultural thinkers see us accomplishing that task? It's today's edition of The American Countryside. The Farm Foundation was formed during the Depression years. It does not advocate for policy, but instead helps bring facts to the dialogue. Barry Flinchbaugh is professor of ag economics at Kansas State University and chairman of the Farm Foundation.
We're going to add 3 billion more people by 2050. We're going to have to double food production. We basically are going to have to do it with the resources we now have. So that means research, that means technology, that means biotechnology.
Flinchbaugh doesn't mince words when it comes to describing the tools needed to produce the food for a growing world population.
You talk about misinformation, just talk biotech. There's a lot of pseudoscience and a lot of emotion out there. We just simply lay the facts on the line. We won't feed the world without biotech, period.
However, that does not mean Flinchbaugh sees only one path to meeting the world's food needs.
This so-called fight between organics and conventional agriculture is just stupid.
The key is for all facets of the ag industry to work together to meet the goal.
Organic people should not be bad-mouthing the conventional farmer, and vice versa. And I will argue that organics and conventional agriculture, organics and biotech, are not an oxymoron.
Flinchbaugh has been a part of the Farm Foundation since the 1960s. More tomorrow as we travel the countryside. In Kansas City, Missouri, I'm Andrew McCray.